the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
And you know what I got in my hot little hand right now? $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. It's in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Just in. The new mahogany and alderwood entry doors. Standing by, waiting for your acceptance, your approval, and your purchase. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. 19th caller rips us off for that $50 gift certificate. All right, checking in at
number five.
At a press conference with Attorney Gloria Allred today, Summer Zervos, a former candidate on The Apprentice. Is that a candidate? Is that what they are? Contestant? What would you call them?
This was back before it became the Celebrity Apprentice, right?
Right.
They had regular people.
She says that Donald Trump groped her when she met him in Beverly Hills at a hotel to discuss employment opportunities.
He then walked up, grabbed my hand, and walked me into the bedroom. I walked out. He then turned me around and said, "Let's lay down and watch some telly." He put me in an embrace, and I tried to push him away. I pushed his chest to put space between us, and I said, "Come on, man, get real." He repeated my words back to me, "Get real," as he began thrusting his genitals.
She did a Trump impersonation there, not to
get real.
Trivialize those serious claims. Telly? He said he wanted to watch some telly? Interesting.
It'll be telly. Yeah, I think that's cute. I think it works very well. So sad.
Get real.
But it works.
Wow.
Yeah. Wait. She's a restaurant owner from Huntington Beach, California. Hmm. First contestant on season 5 of The Apprentice. She was the first one to be let go.
He tried to kiss me again with my hand still on his chest, and I said, "Dude, you're tripping right now." Attempting to make it clear, I was not interested. He said, What do you want?" And I said, "I came to have dinner." He said, "Okay, we'll have dinner." He paced around the room. He acted like he was a bit angry. He pointed out that someone had delivered a fruit basket. I felt that it was to show me how important he was.
I thought maybe he was saying, like, "There's your dinner."
That's what I thought, too. That kind of a better way to do that with the dinner is sort of like...
You can never open those crackers anyway.
Yeah.
What if I don't drink? So you're gonna have to,
tap water in the next bathroom. You're fine.
I mean, I don't think that this is helping with this. First of all, she's sitting there with Gloria Allred, holding her hand while she's reading a prepared statement, and she's crying about, and she stayed for dinner. I mean, all the things that were going on here, it's like this is not. A very perilous story.
Well, what we got here is a good old-fashioned bimbo eruption is what we got here.
A girl's got to eat.
Right. Well, I mean, isn't that the... I mean, it's like... The thing is that she already told... In the earlier part of that, she talked about being in his office in New York and feeling like she was being groped inappropriately and kissed inappropriately. Mm-hmm. And then when he gets to L.A., she agrees to meet him in his hotel room looking for a job. Mm-hmm. And I know, and Judy made the point earlier, you know, she's looking for a job. It's a legitimate thing. Well, then meet him in an office. Don't go to the hotel. Right. Or don't, if it's, that's just a job. If you know the guy's a creep, that's the point. And I think that's really what all this adds up to anyway, is that there's a bit of a campaign to make him into a creep. I don't think they have to spend the money to do that. Yeah. I think we already knew that going in.
Exactly.
Now, this is kind of interesting. Not only is he a creep, this is how he, according to her testimony here, how he explains how he does business.
When dinner arrived, he asked me to wait in a small room. I felt that he did not want the waiter to see me. After the table was set, he beckoned me to come out. We shared a club sandwich. The conversation then focused on the fact that I had a mortgage on my home, which I told him was in good standing. He spoke about how he was able to maneuver to get out of debt. He told me that I need to let my house to go into default and tell the bank they could take it back. He advised that then the bank would then take anything to rid themselves of a problem loan. He told me to call the bank and tell them I was leaving the keys on the table and on a table and for them to just pick them up. He said that would be a mini version of what he does.
I do believe that, by the way. I completely. I can hear him saying that.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Just leave the keys.
They had to share a club sandwich?
That's the part you took out of that issue in the story, right?
I mean, if she was staying for dinner, she couldn't even order her own meal.
Love a good club sandwich. A little bacon on there, a little turkey, yeah. Some lettuce, tomato.
There, you know, that is kind of a shareable dish. You know? Kind of,
you normally get a lot. It's like a tower of meat.
Yeah.
I don't want a club sandwich.
Side of fries.
And you know, he's staying at a real nice hotel there. It's going to make it a tower. It's not going to be able
to. They probably got that fancy thick cut bacon.
Yeah.
You all sound like you have ADD.
What?
Hello. Back to the.
Oh, I thought we were talking club sandwiches here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you know what the problem with this story is? Mm-hmm. It's too many details.
Well, and she read, I'm telling you, this one is.
I don't want to hear any of the details. You have an allegation, fine, but do we really need to know that, you know?
You had a club sandwich?
I mean, leave it on the table. That's what I do. It's of course she didn't write that.
Yeah. He wore brown patent leather shoes.
Or a towel.
He came out of town, right? Isn't that what?
And I mean, is that what people do when you're rich like that and you have dinner at a hotel room?
I wonder if they got the white or wheat bread for the club sandwich.
All right, checking in at
number four.
Donald Trump took aim at these women who have accused him of sexual assault in recent days, calling them horrible, sick, and liars. This is in North Carolina.
Right now, I am being viciously attacked with lies and smears. It's a phony deal. I have no idea who these women are. I have no idea. And I think you all know I have no idea because you understand me for a lot of years, okay? When you looked at that horrible woman last night, you said, I don't think so. I don't think so.
You could just isolate and kind of edit that clip for the next campaign. I have no idea. You know I have no idea.
Well, he said that earlier about Russia this week, right? I don't know anything about Russia. You know I don't know anything about Russia.
The only way they figure they can slow it down is to come up with people that are willing to say, oh, I was with Donald Trump in 1980. I was sitting with him on an airplane. And he went after me on the plane. Yeah, I'm going to go after. Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell. You don't know. That would not be my first choice.
I think the problem is he's making it worse by going after it. All he has to say is these are unsubstantiated. These are all people trying to cash in on something right now. You can judge for yourself their veracity. He doesn't have. But when he goes after them for not being attractive enough for him,
he's just bolstering their argument or their allegation.
I don't talk like that. By the way, Hillary, geez, not for me.
Look at that backside. Woo. Yeah.
Stop standing in front of me.
It's ridiculous.
I've grown since. I remember like when Giuliani, he's different than he was then. He's learned so much.
Really?
Has he? Has he really? What has he learned?
That is really true. Yeah. That is really true. Because he's like. Can you please play the one where he's? This is from last night. The one about Hillary. Yeah.
The other day at the debate, where by the way I absolutely destroyed her. Okay. Every online poll, even Time Magazine. Time Magazine is not exactly in love with me, but every online poll had a skill in it. She said the other day, I'm standing. I told you this, but I'm standing at my podium, and she walks in front of me. Right. She walks in front of me. You know. And when she walked in front of me, believe me, I wasn't impressed.
Wow. That's right. He's grown. He's grown.
That's what it's all about, this whole thing, this whole campaign. I was impressed.
She should have turned around and said, kiss my you-know-what. I'm going to be president.
And then drop the mic?
Yeah.
When she's turning around, when he's like in back of her staring, because you do see that's like one of the more iconic shots now from that debate. And she's standing there, and she should have just stopped and into the microphone. Is he checking out my ass right now?
Oh my goodness!
Seriously, just nod if he's checking out my ass.
Even funnier would have been she turned around real quick and caught him.
I saw you. I knew it. I knew it.
You're checking me out. Checking me out, Bill.
You're so close. I can smell your Tic Tacs.
All right, Violetta's got the WGN traffic travel spots right now.
Believe me.
Top 5-5 continues right here on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Richard Roper is here. Here's your
number 3.
Big concert last night in St. Paul, Minnesota. Stevie Wonder, Chaka Khan among the performers at the XL Energy Center. as a tribute to Prince was being had. Chaka Khan says she feels very strongly that he deserves these honors.
I feel he's most deserving. In his short time with us, he did so very much. He did so much. You know, I think he should definitely be honored for nothing else for that. He did great work. And that's going to live. That's a brand that's going to live forever.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. It's one of the most prolific artists of the, of American music.
Yep.
Thousands of songs and more to be released now. Thousands more to be released before it's all over. Checking in at
number two.
How does it feel?
Bob Dylan has won the Nobel Prize for Literature. How does it feel? Pretty good, I would imagine. Tom Hanks was asked about Bob Dylan's contributions to the world, and he was in Rome, and he said this.
I think he shaped the artistic response, the art, the responsibility of artists, simply by being so authentic to his desire to tell the truth in song. And he's always writing songs, even now. He still stops. He's not a man who had a couple of hits and then decided to coast on it. His output now is just as great as it's ever been.
All right. That cool. is true. And finally,
number one.
Alex Trebek has been the target of a bunch of angry tweets when he made fun of a contestant's favorite music genre.
Music is something I've never heard of, but it doesn't sound like fun.
I think it's very fun. It's called nerdcore hip-hop. It's
nerdcore
hip-hop. Yes. It's people who identify as nerdy, rapping about the things they love, video games, science fiction, having a hard time meeting romantic partners, you know. It's really catchy and fun.
Losers, in other words.
Well,
I
sure.
I agree. I agree. No, totally, completely. So true.
Nerd alert.
Nerd alert. Nerd. Four. She's a four.
Stuffed in a locker.
Didn't Alex Trebek live with his mom between marriages when he was like 50?
I believe that is true.
That is true.
All right. You know what? You know, we got to get to Roper Reviews right after Judy's News, which is coming your way in just 2 minutes.
The top five at five.